So, first a recap of what the PSE work plan is. It is a tool to lay out your PSE or community change work goals, milestones, deliverables, and resources. Developed and built out with the team of partners working on the PSE changes. It is also a tool that facilitates conversations with your MFF program manager about changes and challenges, and can serve as the basis for your PSE reporting. It provides a place to plan out the specific activities so you know where the work is headed and provides accountability through an established timeline. By co-creating this with partners, you can reference the plan to gather feedback, check in to ensure you are on the right track, and make adjustments as needed to account for unexpected changes and prepare for challenges. We are going to spend just a little bit of time thinking through real examples from your community, working to brainstorm and generate content you can use for your PSE work plans. For fiscal year 2025, preparing and completing PSE work plans might look different for each organization. If you are new or have a newer program, your program manager will develop an outline of suggested activities, and you'll work together to fill in the details. For more experienced programs, you will likely start a draft of your PSE work plans. If you have community change work that started in fiscal year 2024, you will use those work plans as a starting point to draft your fiscal year 2025 work plan. When you have a draft ready, share it with your program manager so they can review it and make suggestions. All programs will regularly revisit the PSE work plans during your meetings with your program manager. They will serve as the guiding document to check progress, troubleshoot, and brainstorm.